Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
The weather is slowly getting cooler, but it's still pretty comfortable out there.
Not a good day today. Maybe later. Fall's in the air.
Not a turning fall.
Well, Chris, we had a great fall up until yesterday.
It hasn't rained in like 99 days.
I haven't had a rainout. My first rainout since, I think, late August was yesterday.
And we got a little rain. He's got a straight land.
Made the call.
Hey, everybody. Fireman Jim,
hey,
our
good
base
morning,
boxer.
Bob,
good morning,
and Brian.
Fireman Jim.
Yeah, I had to make the call yesterday. I did around 3 o'clock to give my teams enough time to get a hold of their players. And, you know, being in my role, it's a tough decision sometimes. Yesterday's not so much.
Right. Yesterday was a no-brainer.
Pretty easy. Pretty easy.
Did you just pick up the phone?
Call it, and I had to get on the change. All the messages, emails, there's a lot to it. It's not just a quick phone call.
Is it, we here at The Rock regret to inform you that this evening the activities will be postponed due to inclement weather.
Yes. Wow. You could record my spot for me.
Really?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I'm not going
to. That's better
to,
than mine,
but
actually.
I'm not going to.
Oh.
I have other
things to
do. I
watched Emergency yesterday, Fireman Jim.
Emergency?
Yeah.
What channel? Sound like
what is it on?
The it's Emergency on Channel.
Heroes and Icons. H&I.
What is it on? It's on something like Chloe or
Antenna TV.
Cletus or, no.
Chloe and Cletus Channel.
No, it's I forget what it is.
All right,
it
whatever.
With a C.
All right.
Did you enjoy it?
Classic TV, not Chloe.
Randolph
and Cletus?
Mantooth and Kevin Tighe went up to San Francisco, like an exchange program that day.
Were they
really?
Based out
they
of Los,
can do that.
Were they based out of Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you? Oh, what did you just get here?
I didn't know where they were.
Emergency,
in
Bob.
L.A.
L.A. FD.
All right.
So they had an exchange program.
They went up to San Francisco.
Hmm.
They also confronted a issue of the time, which was women firefighters.
Oh, were they for it or against it?
What's this?
No, they were learning about it.
What's
people
this?
Who were against it were called. They used the word chauvinist in the in the episode a couple of times.
That was the anal grease of the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, getting ready for a female firefighter.
Yeah.
So that shows what, late 60s or early 70s?
Early
emergency?
Yeah.
Early 70s.
Early 70s. So that's about the right time. Taking on it.
Yeah.
I think Milwaukee had their first female hire in the, I don't even guess. I know it was later than the early 70s, much later.
72 to 79, it was entire 70s.
It was on until 79?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
Well, it was.
I remember watching Happy Days. And
you're not telling me, yes, it was where I first decided to be a firefighter.
No, it wasn't.
So the issue of the day, a female firefighter, and it was addressed with laughter.
They went up to San Francisco and, you know, did the exchange thing. They followed some San Francisco crews around, and a couple of them had, you know, women paramedics, women firefighters, who
were
very competent in their work.
How were they in the looks department?
Pretty good, actually.
Easy on the eyes. What was their trauma of the episode?
I don't even remember.
They always
remember.
Have something crazy happening.
Oh, some guy had a heart attack at a strip club. So it was a terrible strip club.
Was it like bright lights?
Yeah, and she's just up on the stage, just kind of doing the cha-cha.
With her tassel-y bikini?
No, nothing like that. She was like fully dressed.
That's the worst strip club ever.
Yeah.
Do you even know what a strip club is supposed to do here?
This is San Francisco. I thought that was, you know, the Wild West back in 70, whatever.
They saved her, though, so she could strip again?
It wasn't her. It was a guy. There was an out-of-control businessman at the club.
Did he have a hat on and a raincoat?
He was up on the stage with her, like doing the cha-cha, like slipping his jacket off his shoulder. And then
security.
Then his friend got him off the stage. Come on, Bill. Come on. You're making a fool of yourself.
No security.
Where was he from?
I don't know.
He's out of town.
Topeka.
And then he's down back on the regular floor again. And
sure.
He made a gripper face. And
went down.
And the emergency number was dialed.
Ugh.
Which same. I don't know what it
that was. Pre 911.
Just, oh, yeah. That's zero.
Zero. Call the operator.
Yeah,
call the operator.
Yeah.
That was the day. They saved him, and he got back up.
And
with
then
a
the competent
I like it.
Rescue crew of two genders came and saved him while...
Did the stripper come to see him?
Huh?
The stripper that he was dancing with that gave him a heart attack.
Right.
No.
Did she come to see him?
No, they didn't.
Did it end with a freeze frame where they're all laughing? Like they're at the hospital, so it's like, and then the credits roll?
No, they didn't show anything like that.
Stripper with a heart of gold comes in with, I don't know, some soup or something that she made. Gosh, Bill, I didn't think he was going to have a heart attack.
They all laugh and freeze.
No.
Directed by.
No, this episode was about empowering women. Okay. Well, objectifying
them. Why a strip bar then, right away? So.
All right. Great. All right. Well, Fireman Jim didn't come in to talk. Well, Fireman.
But they never sent you to Oshkosh or Chicago?
No, never. Never got swapped.
What about, did you ever get a call for a strip joint?
Yes. One of my best calls ever. And, of course, I went in. I'm the driver. Of course,
yeah, I led the way. About that.
Bravely went first.
What's going on here? Stripper fight.
Got to go in there.
leave that as a teaser story for later when baseball season's done. That's my teaser story.
All right, Fireman Jim.
Okay.
And, well, woo! All right. Well, baseball.
Weather. What is with the Cubs and baseball. The weather and their mystical?
First of all, the Dodgers are in.
Dodgers are in.
All right, that series is done.
Done. Check.
The Astros are in.
Check.
All right.
That was a great game. Game
okay.
four.
Okay. All right. You got your game five with the Tribe and the Yankees yet.
Check.
Back in Cleveland.
Tonight.
And yesterday's game was supposed to be the Cubs.
Right. Nationals.
And
game
the Nats.
Four. Right. Game four.
Rained out.
The Cubs did some rain dance, and they could have moved the game up to one. I don't know. I guess the pros and cons doing it that way. I mean, but the Cubs, of course, they want Arietta to get another day's rest because he's hurting a little bit, so they're going to vote against that immediately and push it back to today. That rest is definitely going to help Jake Arietta out with his hamstring issues.
He hasn't pitched for, what, 2 weeks?
I don't know if it's been that
like
long.
That? I don't know. I don't know when he pitched last.
Well, he's ready to go, and Dusty is going to not use Strasburg.
I do not get this.
Doesn't Dusty make the call, like... hours after he should instead of before a game.
Well, Dusty, he's not to me personally. I mean, he's had a lot of great teams in his career to manage, and I don't think he's a great manager. To be honest with you,
I don't think you get much of an argument from anybody on that.
I mean, just in last game, went pitching to Rizzo. Why pitch to him? No need to.
Base was open.
No need to. Two outs, but and he's still, hitting like 400.
But still, that ball was just a bloop. I mean, it looked like he made the right call right up until it found the earth with nobody catching it.
Right.
So I
pitched it better with a pitching wedge.
But Rizzo's
strong enough to muscle that pitch beyond the infield. I mean, a weaker hitter probably it's a pop out, second base. But Rizzo, I mean, why pitch to him? He's hitting a 400 in his last like 8 playoff games. I mean, he's clutch. Did you see him when he turned around? He's respect me.
Yeah,
I don't know if I like that.
Shut up. That wasn't a good enough hit to scream respect me. That thing was,
it wasn't.
That was like the worst kid on the team rolls one down the third baseline.
Yep.
No,
exactly. But it got the job
clearly
done.
Clearly he's not the worst kid on the team.
Got the job done, and here we are in game four where you got your best pitcher's on the bench because he's feeling under the weather.
Well, something is going around the team, and it's because of air conditioning, the weather,
the locker rooms.
And their hotel room.
It was a hotel. I thought they were blaming.
It's mold season in Chicago. Dusty knows a lot, apparently, about
he's managed
air qualities.
Really? The mold
issue.
That's what
he says. He said time of the year for mold around Chicago. Really? Are these?
They have to win this game.
Players that.
I don't get it. Well, a cold, under the weather. At least it
gets damp and moldy in D.C., doesn't it?
It gets damp and moldy a lot of places.
Okay. Yeah.
Make something up better than
that. There's air conditioning in a lot of places.
And there's a slight chance he could change his mind today. I mean, you don't have to go until the game time. You can change your lineup.
Granted, if they have the air conditioning on today, if it's, 55 degrees and the air is on, I understand that's a problem. But they probably have heat on today.
So that game is that's the early game today?
Yeah, early game today.
Okay, early game was Cubs and Nats. And then you got quite a matchup in Cleveland tonight with
CC versus Kluber.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great
game. Which one are you actually looking forward to more?
They're both great games. I'm watching both.
I agree.
I mean, I love it when they have the four games in one day thing. I love that. But I'm a huge baseball fan. And I do love day playoff games.
I love afternoon baseball.
Especially
like
for kids. When I remember being a kid and they always had them, is coming from school and watching baseball. Now these kids, on the West Coast, if they're on the East Coast, they can't watch these games. No
games
way.
Games going until 11 o'clock.
Later we're not going to have any more stories where kids, like, cut out of school earlier, ran home from school when it left out, and got to the TV and turned it on to get the last few innings.
Right.
Those are done.
No, I mean,
now it's like, well, yeah, I just waited till prime time. And
I don't know. I think it was 1:30 a.m. when I went to bed.
Hope I got my homework done.
Right.
Well, baseball still, you know, I think the only sport that has a day game, playoff game still. They have a couple every year.
You're right.
After this round, there won't be any more, you know, once they get to the Final Four.
Yeah, stick them all at night. I remember being in grade school and watching the Orioles and the Reds, maybe, when I was home at lunch. I mean, Brooks Robinson tagging somebody out at third base. Yeah,
those days are over. Yeah. Those days are over. And these games are taking longer and longer. I mean, they're trying to make them quicker. But in playoff baseball, the numbers game, they're switching pitchers way more than they ever did. And, you know, I can see it where it's like, oh, here comes another pitcher. Here comes this. Here comes that. But, you know, this is big money.
But if ever you're going to make all these switches and stuff, this is the time of
this
year
is
when
the
you
time.
Have to go, well, yeah, this is for all the marbles.
And this is where you get questioned. Like
so who do you like this afternoon in Chicago?
I like the Nats.
You like the Nats to keep it alive and go back to D.C. for Game 5. Do you like the Nats to take that?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah.
They're down 2-1.
Yep.
Wait a minute, Jim, that's crazy.
I know, but I do like the Nats. I think this is
You think the Bats will wake up?
Yeah, but I think the Dodgers are just, I mean, they're after their 1-16 slump they had.
You think they're the team to beat now?
They are. I mean, they swept, and they are looking good.
And who do you like in Cleveland? It seemed like a no-brainer. Like Cleveland was going to cruise to an easy win in this series.
I like Cleveland, but that Cleveland-Houston series will be very exciting. That's going to go 7, I think. I can't pick a winner. I'd have to say Cleveland, but Houston is playing so well.
This is it today, right?
Yeah.
In that series,
And then tomorrow would be a game 5 if necessary. And the playoffs start Friday, the AL championship, I believe, is Friday. National League on Saturday. So, there's been some great games going on. I mean, some great games. Today's games, the only reason why they both won't be within one run. I mean, both these teams are not hitting well, the Cubs or the Nationals. They're hitting terribly.
Is that good pitching?
It's great pitching.
Is that why they're hitting terribly?
Well, the Nationals have two of the best pitchers out there, and they're doing their job. Now, if the Bats would do their job, the series should be over. But it's playoff baseball.
All right.
Well, the Nationals, they had a one-hit game for 6 innings and got one run out of it.
Both their guys had like one-hitters through like 5 or 6. And they lost.
No hits.
Right.
All right.
That's a Bryce Harper has got to wake up.
Harper's their whole offense has got to wake up. I think they're batting like 070 or something.
Either that or cut that hair, one of the
cut
two.
Cut the hair.
Yeah.
Take it down.
So, right. That's where his power comes from. The hair.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
That's how lore goes.
True story. Thank you, Brian.
That's the way it always is in lore. Yeah.
Like how Fireman Jim just loads in with you. Don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Lore.
Lore. All right,
so kids, run
Jim.
Home from school. Watch that game today.
Yes, exactly. The Cubs early. If they don't have another rain delay today, but they're saying
how they're feeling, I guess, in Chicago. How you feeling? I can get up some rain delay if you can't. If you're not feeling well.
Cubs and their rain delays. Thanks, Fireman Jim.
Brian.